This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I told an interesting story, at least I think it was an interesting story at the first services. It was a story about Adolf Hitler. It's a story about a car that he drove. Listen to a description that somebody saw this at a museum. I've had several people tell me since then they've seen it. They've saw it at a museum or somewhere. It was a car that was from 1943, 1944. It was made in those 2 years. A Mercedes-Benz 770K, Adolf Hitler's last car. It was delivered to him on March 17th, 1944. The only automobile built in those 2 years, crafted totally by hand over a period of 15 months, the armor-plated vehicle was designed for Hitler's personal use, get this, at a cost back in 1943 of $2 million. That's a lot of money back in 1943. It weighed 5.5 tons. It had 8 cylinders that would develop 400 horsepower to a top speed of 120 miles per hour. Gas mileage? 2.5 miles to the gallon. 2.5 miles to the gallon. The car's wheels were bulletproof, as were its 2-inch thick windows. The floor was mineproof in that day. The doors consisted of 1-inch armor plate and weighed approximately 900 pounds each. In the rear is a compartment for the Schmeisser submachine guns and German Lugers. Now, what's fascinating to me is not all of that, but all of that $2 million to protect Adolf Hitler, and on the dash of the car was a separate key that if you turned to the right, it would send a spark to the 66-gallon gas tank and blow that car to smithereens. I thought, isn't that ironic? You build a $2 million car, and you have a key switch on the dashboard that you turn it, and it destroys everybody in it and the car itself. You know what? I thought of it as a parable for what goes on in our country. People spend money and we buy things to enrich our lives and we buy things to bless us and we think this will be a blessing. But if I get this, it'll really be a blessing. And if we get two of these, it'll be a blessing. And then day by day, we're self-destructing our lives with our habits and self-destroying our lives with choices and self-destructing with decisions we make. And I'm not saying talking about suicide. I'm talking about destroying your life a day at a time. Destroying anybody's life a day at a time. Isn't it ironic that you can do so much to bless your life and at the same time we do the very things that destroy our life? God didn't call us to a life of self-destruction. He called us to sonship. A life of son and being a son or daughter of the living God. John 1 would say it this way, as many as believed in Christ, as many as received him, he gave the right to be called what? The sons and daughters of God. God never called you to be a religious fanatic. He called you to be a son or daughter. He didn't call you to be a religious zealot. He called you to be a son or daughter. He didn't call you to believe in a cause or believe in a set of principles, a set of stuffy principles. He called you to be his son or daughter, and he intervened in history. He intervened in history to intervene in your life. Do you get that? God intervened in history to intervene in your life today, and to intervene in your marriage, to intervene in your family, because that's what God does. Everything about the Lord smacks of intervention.
Well, normally intervention is considered a negative thing, but spiritually speaking, with Christ, it's a positive thing. He wants to intervene in your life to give you life. That's his purpose. I've come to give you life, he said, and life more abundant. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you, and thanks for listening to Cross Hope.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.